Okay, now let's turn to Psalm 32. Psalm 32, and I'm taking the title from what is said in verse 2. Blessed is the man. You see that? Psalm 32, verse 2. Blessed is the man. Blessed is the sinner unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity. Now that's a blessed man. That's a blessed man. Blessed is the man. That word blessed we read in the book of Psalms many times, but the word blessed means happy. Happy. Or it means happiness. Happiness. Happiness unto the Lord. Notice it says in verse 10 and 11 of Psalm 32, many sorrows shall be to the wicked, but he that trusteth in the Lord, mercy shall compass him about. Be glad in the Lord. Happy, happy, glad in the Lord, and rejoice, you righteous, and shout for joy. Rejoicing and joy, all you that are upright in heart. For we are a blessed people. The word means happy, means blessedness. It also means prosperity. And certainly God has prospered us in so many ways. By nature, we're impoverished in our sin. But he's blessed us with all spiritual blessings. He made us heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. That's prosperity. Certainly it's true that of all those who find their hope of salvation in the Lord Jesus Christ, they are happy and blessed and full of prosperity. Now, when we talk about prosperity, we're not talking about health and wealth. Naturally speaking, we're talking about spiritual prosperity. You remember Ephesians chapter 1, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who had blessed us with all spiritual blessing in the heavenlies in Christ Jesus, according as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy without blame before him in love, having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will, to the praise, the glory of his grace. Now, I mentioned from our study last week from Psalm 1, this word blessed, blessed. And I looked it up in the book of Psalms, and the word is found 45 times. 45 times we read that word blessed, blessed. And I found in the book of Psalms, 8 times in the book of Psalms, the word blessed is used in reference to believers. Blessed is the man who trusteth the Lord. Blessed is that sinner whose hope is the Lord. And we're going to look at those 8 references throughout the book of Psalms. But I also found this, I was thinking about this, also found 10 times the word is used in reference to the Lord. In other words, it said, blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. We do seek his honor and glory. Blessed be the Lord. That's our desire, is it not, to worship him? Let's look at 5 of those. Turn back to Psalm 28, verse 6. Psalm 28, verse 6. Blessed be the Lord, because he hath heard the voice of my supplication. The Lord is my strength, my shield, my heart. Trusted in him, and I'm helped. Therefore, my heart greatly rejoices, and with my song I'll praise him. The Lord is their strength. He is the saving strength of his anointed. Save thy people, bless thine inheritance, feed them also, and lift them up forever. Ever. Blessed be the Lord. Now we can say that, can't we, as believers? Blessed be the Lord. Here's another reference. Psalm 31, 21. 31, 21. Blessed be the Lord, for he has showed me his marvelous kindness in a strong city. Blessed be the Lord. Look down at verse 23 of Psalm 31. Oh, love the Lord, ye his saints, for the Lord preserveth the faithful, plenty rewardeth the proud doer. Be of good courage, he strengthened thy heart, all ye that hope in the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Now, look at 41, Psalm 41, 13. Psalm 41, 13. Psalm 41:13. Blessed be the Lord God of Israel from everlasting and everlasting. Amen and amen. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Now, another one here. Turn over a few pages. Psalm 68:19. Psalm 68:19. I enjoy looking these up and reading about them. Psalm 68:19. Blessed be the Lord who daily loadeth us with benefits, even the God of our salvation. He that is our God is a God of salvation, and unto the Lord belongeth the issues from death. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Couple more. Psalm 89:52. Psalm 89, the psalm about the covenant of grace. Psalm 89:52. Blessed be the Lord forevermore. Again, he says, amen and amen. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the Lord. Now, that's five references, but there's ten altogether. The five others, I'm going to give them to you. I'm not going to read them. Psalm 106:48. Many people listen to this message on sermon audio and on the CD. And then Psalm 113:2. And then Psalm 124:6. Psalm 135:21. And then this one reference here I'm going to read to you. Psalm 144:1. Blessed be the Lord, my strength, which teacheth my hands to war and my fingers to fight. My goodness, my fortress, my high tower, my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. We sing that song sometimes, don't we? Blessed be the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And certainly it comes from the Word of God, doesn't it? So let's look at those references where it said, blessed be the man. Blessed is the man. So I want you to look at these eight references found in the book of Psalms with regard to how the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior, Redeemer, and God has blessed us so abundantly in the Lord Jesus Christ. God who spared not his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him also freely give us all things? Now here's the first one. Here's the first one. Psalm 32:1-2. Let's read that again. Blessed is he whose transgression forgiven. Forgiven. The Lord has forgiven the sin of his people based upon the blood sacrifice of Christ, and whose sin is not only forgiven but covered. Completely covered. Covered so much so that God said their sin and their iniquity I remember no more. Blessed is that man who was pardoned, in whom the Lord has forgiven us all our sin, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. That's Ephesians 1:7. Blessed is a man unto whom the Lord imputeth not iniquity, and in whose spirit there is no guile, no hypocrisy. Think about it. Transgression forgiven. The blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from all our sin. And then sin completely covered, put away. He appeared once in the end of the age to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And iniquity not imputed. Not imputed. Now don't turn, but let me read this to you. You remember from Romans 4, the Apostle Paul quotes this verse. But he does so in reference to Abraham's salvation and how God saves sinners. Romans 4:3. For what saith the Scripture? Abraham believed God, and it was counted to him for righteousness. Now to him that worketh is reward, not reckoned of grace, but of debt. But to him that worketh not, but believeth on him that justifieth the ungodly, his faith is counted for righteousness. Even as David also described the blessedness of the man. This is Psalm 32. unto whom God imputeth righteousness without works, saying, blessed are they whose iniquities are forgiven, whose sins are covered. Blessed is the man to whom the Lord will not impute sin. Now that's where it comes from. When the Apostle Paul wants to show how sinners are justified, he goes right to the well of the Scripture, showing that sinners are justified by the blood atonement of Christ. All our sin was made to be His, and all His righteousness made to be ours. Now you think about that. All of our sin made to be His, all of His righteousness made to be ours in Christ Jesus. And that comes from 2 Corinthians 5:21, doesn't it? For God had made Him to be sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Blessed is that man, that sinner, who has for his complete pardon, atonement, the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus Christ. You remember Romans 5, verse 9? Much more than being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Justified freely by His grace through the redeeming work of the Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the first one. That's the blessed man. That man whose sin is pardoned, whom God has put away his sin by the sacrifice of Christ. Now here's the second reference. Turn to Psalm 34. Psalm 34, verse 8. Oh, taste and see. Experience this. Taste of the Lord and see. The Lord is good. Blessed is a man that trusteth in Him. Oh, fear the Lord, ye His saints. There is no want to them that fear Him. He supplies all our need according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. So then we can safely conclude from this scripture, blessed is a man that trusteth in Him. I'm emphasizing in Him. Now what does trusting in Him mean? What do we call that? Faith. Faith. Where does that come from? Faith is a gift of God. It's a gift of God. Not of works. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. That's why faith is called precious. It's a precious gift of God that's obtained through the Lord Jesus Christ. And we know from the Scripture that true saving faith trust the Lord Jesus Christ. In Him we trust. In Him we trust. That's what saving faith does. We do not trust ourselves. We trust Him. Always looking unto the Lord Jesus Christ and resting in Him. So saving faith is always taken up with Christ. Remember, our Lord said, look unto me and be ye saved. And then the Apostle Paul talks about saving faith, that he's the author and finisher of saving faith. Saving faith is always looking unto Him. Saving faith is always coming to the Lord Jesus Christ, resting in Him. We are the true Israel, which worship God in the Spirit, that rejoice in the Lord Jesus Christ, and we have no confidence in the flesh. Saving faith is not taking up with the strength of ourselves. It's taking up with the strength of Christ. We have a great Savior that we receive by this precious gift of faith. And saving faith always looks to Christ. And saving faith always acknowledges and loves and believes the truth. The truth of who God is, the truth of who we are, and the truth of God saving sinners by His grace. Now here's the third reference. Turn over here to Psalm 40. Psalm 40. Look at verse 1. I waited patiently for the Lord. He inclined unto me and heard my cry. He brought me up also out of a horrible pit, out of the miry clay. He set my feet upon a rock, established my goings. He hath put a new song in my mouth, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust the Lord. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Now, this is not saying what that last scripture said. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, his refuge, his hope, his righteousness, and respecteth not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord my God, are thy wonderful works, which thou hast done in thy thoughts, which are to usward. They cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, there are more that can be numbered. He's blessed us so abundantly, so abundantly. Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust, or his refuge, or his hiding place in Christ Jesus. Christ is our refuge. He's our refuge. Now, let me just read this to you. This is familiar to you. Christ is our refuge. He only is my rock, my salvation. He is my defense. I shall not be moved. In God is my salvation, my glory, the rock of my strength. And my refuge is in God. Psalm 62:8. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Make the Lord your refuge, your trust. He is our refuge. He is our security. He is our salvation. No other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. He is our refuge. He is our security. And then he is our assurance. Christ is our assurance. Christ is our assurance. I looked this scripture up. Isaiah 32:17 says, the work of righteousness shall be peace, and the effect of righteousness, quietness and assurance forever. So the Lord Jesus Christ is our trust. That is, he's our refuge. He's our righteousness. He's our security. He's our salvation. He is our assurance. He is our hope. What is the hope of salvation? Christ in you is the hope of glory. We have a good hope, an everlasting consolation, a good hope through grace. An everlasting consolation through the Lord Jesus Christ, and a good hope through grace. Again, blessed is that man that maketh the Lord everything to him. Wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, and redemption. So, number four is this, Psalm 65. Psalm 65. Verse 4. Psalm 65, verse 4. Blessed is a man whom thou choosest and causest to approach unto thee, that he may dwell in thy courts. We shall be satisfied with the goodness of thy house, even thy holy temple. Blessed is that man whom God hath chosen. Now that's a blessed man. What is that? What is this chosen stuff? That means God hath chosen, elected a people unto salvation. Our Lord said in John 15:16, you've not chosen me, I've chosen you. And I've ordained you that you should go forth and bring forth fruit unto God. And then you know this scripture, 2 Thessalonians 2:13. We are bound to give thanks always to God for you, brethren, beloved of the Lord, because the Lord hath chosen you from the beginning unto salvation through sanctification of the Spirit and belief of the truth, whereunto he called you by our gospel. What a blessed, glorious gospel doctrine is the electing, sovereign love and grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And think about it. You know what makes it so special and blessed? The Lord Jesus Christ himself is called the elect. The first time the word's ever used in Scripture. Isaiah 42:1. Behold my servant, my elect, in whom my soul delighteth. Election apart from Christ wouldn't be good news to us, because he's the Savior. He's salvation. He is the elect. We're chosen in him. That's what makes election so special. Christ is the elect, and we're chosen in him. Remember, he said, all that the Father hath given to me, they will come to me. And those that come to me, he said, I'll never cast them out. So God had chosen a people unto salvation. Had he not chosen us in that eternal covenant of grace, we had never loved him. We only love him because he first loved us. We only believe the gospel because he called us by his grace. The word of God, Paul, when he talks about, we know, brethren, beloved, your election of God. Well, how do you know that? Because God has called you. He sent the word to you, but he said it not only in word only, but in power. And he quickened you and called you with the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now here's the fifth reference. Turn to the blessed man. The blessed man. Psalm 84. Psalm 84, verse 4 and 5. Psalm 84, verse 4 and 5. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. Verse 5. Psalm 84, verse 5. Blessed is a man whose strength is in thee, and whose heart are the ways of them. He's our strength. He's our strength. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee. In thee. Now, hold your place there. Let me turn and read a couple of scriptures to you that will help us here about this thing about strength. The Lord is the strength of our salvation. The Lord is the strength of our righteousness, the power and glory of salvation. Psalm 27:1, the Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. He is my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? Of whom shall I be afraid? And this psalm here has a special meaning to me. Psalm 46, verse 1. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and strength. Our refuge and strength. And in Psalm 84, look down at verse 12. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. That seemed to be the watchword in the book of Psalms. The blessed man is the one who trusting in the Lord. Notice, trusteth. Faith is not an isolated act. Did you know that? Faith is a life. It's a life of faith. The man who is trusting, I have trusted, I am, and I will yet trust him all the days of my life. So that's a blessed man. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is all our salvation, whose strength, he is our strength. He is our strength. In him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily, and in him we are complete. Christ is all and in all. The Lord Jesus Christ himself is all our salvation, all our righteousness before God, now and how long? Forever. He is the power and strength of the gospel. That's why Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It's the power of God and the salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew and also to the Gentile. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed from faith to faith. As it is written, the just shall live by faith. Blessed is a man in whose strength is in the Lord, in thee. Now, number six is this. Turn to Psalm 94, verse 12. Psalm 94, verse 12. Now, this is interesting here. This is interesting. Blessed, look at verse 12. Psalm 94, 12. Blessed is a man whom thou chastenest, O Lord, and teachest him out of the law, out of the word of the Lord. Blessed is that man whom the Lord has chastened and corrected, not out of wrath, but out of love. You remember that scripture in our study from the book of Hebrews? Have you forgotten the exhortation which speaketh unto you as children? This is Hebrews 12, 6 and 7. Let me just read it to you. My son, despise not thou the chastening of the Lord, nor faint when thou art rebuked of him. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth. Now, this is not punishment for our sin. That's taken care of in Christ. This is the correction that we need. This is the correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth and scourgeth every son whom he receives. We all need correction. We all need pointed in the right direction, focused upon the Lord Jesus Christ. If you endure chastening, God dealeth with you as sons. For what son is he whom the Father doesn't chasten? Now the Father who loves his children, he corrects his children. Not because he just wants to inflict punishment on them. He does it for their good, doesn't he? He wants them to grow up and be obedient in all things. David often said, it's good for me to be afflicted that I might learn thy statutes. It's good for me. It's good for me. Now here's the last one I want us to look at. Psalm 112. Turn over there. Psalm 112, verse 1. Now here's another blessed. Now, these are all of them that I can find in the book of Psalms. I'm sure there's others in Proverbs and in the prophets, but just staying with the book of Psalms. 112, verse 1. Praise ye the Lord. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord. Blessed is a man that feareth the Lord. That delighteth greatly in his commandments. That fears the Lord. We do reverence, love, and worship the Lord. Fear the Lord Jehovah. Fear, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Look right up the top of the page in Psalm 111. Psalm 111, verse 9. He sent redemption unto his people. He commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandment. His praise endureth forever. This fear of the Lord is worship. Worship. Abraham, God said, I know now you believe me, seeing that you fear the Lord. You fear the Lord. We do reverence, love, and worship the Lord and fear the Lord, and we reverence his holy name. You remember the description of the ungodly found in Romans chapter 3 when he said, there's none righteous, no, not one. There's none that understandeth. There's none that seeketh after God. They're all gone astray. There's poison is in their lips. And then he says, there's no fear of God before their eyes. Believers are brought to a reverence, holy fear of the Lord out of love, respect, and esteem. We want to worship him. Because we fear and trust and believe him, we can boldly preach the gospel without regard to what men say or think. Because we fear God, we do not fear men. If we preach to please men, the apostle said in Galatians 1, if we preach to please men, it's only because we do not fear God. I've said to you over the years, I would much rather tell the truth of God's gospel and offend men than to compromise and lie and not tell the truth and offend God. I'd much rather offend men, wouldn't you, than to fear God. Now, summing this all up, we are blessed above all people on this earth. Therefore, we say with the psalmist, turn back a few pages, Psalm 103, we bless God who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings. Psalm 103, verse 1, blessed be the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits, who forgiveth all thine iniquity, who healeth all thy diseases, who redeemeth thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercy, who satisfy thy mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like eagles. The Lord executeth righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways unto Moses, his acts unto the children of Israel. The Lord is merciful, gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He has not dealt with us after our sins, nor rewarded us according to our iniquities. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him, as the Father, as far as the east is from the west. So far hath he removed our transgression from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame. He knows that we are but dust. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Now, who is that blessed man? Those whose sins are pardoned. Who is that blessed man? Those who are trusting the Lord. Who is that blessed man? That man that maketh the Lord his trust. Who is a blessed man? Whom the Lord chastens. Who is a blessed man? The man who's the Lord, who is our strength, and the man that feareth the Lord. That's a blessed man. That's a blessed man. Well, I pray the Lord will bless that to your heart. I greatly enjoyed looking those references up today and studying those and meditating upon